Johnson is one of 25 Alaskan artists recognized with a project award from the Rasmussen Foundation. She says it's an honor to be named among this year's winners.
It was completely unexpected. You apply for something and you know there's a chance, right? But then when it actually happens to you, it's extra exciting.
Johnson is from the village of Larsen Bay on the west side of Kodiak Island. She now spends part of the year in Anchorage. Johnson was recognized for her work with sea otter pelts. She started hunting otters about a decade ago during summers spent back in the village.
I hunted them as a result of their population. And there's just an outrageous number of them in the Larsen Bay, Uyak Bay area.
Federal law allows Alaska Native people who live in coastal areas of the state to harvest marine mammals like sea otters for subsistence purposes or making handcrafts. Johnson is Aleutic and says she started hunting sea otters to protect other subsistence resources they were decimating, like mussels and clams near Larsen Bay.
It was never really my intent initially to start making stuff with the fur. But once I got back my first batch of these tanned pelts, I realized that there could be some cool things made with them.
Now she stitches together their fur, creating scarves and pillows and other custom items. She says she sells them to tourists who fly into Larsen Bay's hunting and fishing lodges during the summer. Johnson says, art aside, she wants to encourage her 5-year-old son to continue the lifestyle and traditions of subsistence harvesting. He started joining her on hunting trips.
Reactive harvesting, right? You see a lot of otters, so you harvest more. If their population declines for some reason, you harvest less. And so that just led me into the art.
The Rasmussen Foundation Award comes with $7,500 in prize money. Johnson says she's already used the grant to purchase a more advanced sewing machine, and she's planning on traveling to Southeast Alaska to shadow a master skin sewer there, too. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.